And this is Dr. Bill Daigle and Michelle. We are here with the Valentine's Day special. We had some technical problems. I think it's somebody's trying to interfere with our Valentine's. Maybe we're too excited about Valentine's Day.
I think it's between your ears. I'm watching Bill for 15 minutes trying to get this thing going.
Okay, wait, we got it going.
I apologize.
All week long, I've been perfectly fine, actually. Today, I'm just too excited about you being here beside me.
Oh.
The code, by the way, is love if you're going to save 7% on our salary to the Monday.
And where were we here? Okay, we were saying we're going to go straight without commercials up to the top of the hour to 1 o'clock today. Something different because it took Daddy B over here 15 minutes to get going. And did I not just say happy Valentine's Day?
Thank you, sweetheart. Give me a kiss.
What did I say? We keep doing that, eh? Say the sound song.
Yeah, the sound, yeah.
And do it again.
The sound, yeah. The sound was loud enough, so hopefully you heard that smack between Mishi and Mishi.
Oh,
okay,
funny.
Go ahead, Mish.
I think we just did that. Anyways, great to be here on this February the 14th, Valentine's Day.
Right.
And because I spoke with Vincent, hi, I know you're always listening from Ohio. You know who I'm talking about.
Right, Bill.
He reminded me there's supposed to be a Valentine's and Bill's birthday sale. So here we are, and it's up, and it's a 7% off, and it goes straight through to midnight Monday. And I hope all you people that have been listening and waiting for the sale to get such a good deal. It's amazing how 7% off of everything is a lot.
Well, by the way, it's equipment too. So if you're buying a pure water system or buying a Magi or getting anything.
Lumen Photon.
And that adds up quite a bit, by the way. The larger big items, you need to pay by check if you're going to buy, let's say, a Sylvia, no matter, whatever. But everything else is under $1,000, so you can just pay by credit card. But still, 7% on everything.
Bill, there's people that order well over $1,000, and they get a lot off on the 7% off sale.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, so that's the sale. And remember always that it's free shipping by mail. And it's free shipping over $99
on
our website.
In
the United States, of course.
Yes,
in the United States. And speaking of Vincent, hey, Vincent, happy birthday yesterday. It was his birthday yesterday.
Right.
And he's a little younger than you, a couple years. And then, I think it's a year, or I think it's...
Yeah.
You're going to be... Well, we won't go on to what you're going to be. What are you going to be, Bill? 42 or something?
tomorrow is my DOA day. I'm going to be 68.
Oh, no. Here we go with the DOA. Let me finish this with Vincent.
I know.
So, Vincent is February the 13th. And interestingly, yesterday, hey, Tim, I was talking to Tim, who's up there in Glendora. I always say the city when it's California because it's so big here. Glendora, California. And his birthday was yesterday, the 13th.
Right.
And a lot of talented people, because Vincent's even sung for... Bob Hope.
This weekend is
called...
Did
you know that about Vincent? He's even entertained with all kinds of big names. And Tim, who's born on the 13th, did all the Disney drawings
that's
and
cool.
characters and everything. And worked
well, this weekend is President's Weekend. You know why? There's more presidents born over this weekend than any other time of the year.
Okay, I have one more thing to
say.
Isn't
that interesting?
While you're getting me off the track, that is, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
What did he know? Anyways, listen to this. Jim from Texas. Now, remember, I talked with Jim last week.
Right.
But I wanted to save it for this week that his birthday, are you ready for this?
Right.
His birthday, and he's just like 2 years older than you.
Right.
His birthday is on February the 15th. And who do you know that has a birthday on February the 15th?
Me.
But guess what? He's born in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You were born in Wayne County. He was born just west of Detroit.
Yeah.
Right there, Ann Arbor.
Right.
How about that?
I was born in Wayne County, Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, that's cool.
And how about he was born just same spot?
Around the corner.
Yeah, so 2 years before.
We're almost twins.
Yeah, just a little
just
belated.
A different uterus and different geolocation.
Right. But that's kind of cool.
Same state, same day. That's good.
So that's all the birthdays. So I thought it was pretty cool. Everybody's, around Bill's birthday. So here we go. Let's see. Gregory from Minnesota. Can you give your pets Allison Med? He's got...
Yes. Yes, you can, yeah.
What is there, 5 dogs, English Labs?
You fractionate the dosage down.
You know what happened to his dog, though?
What?
One of the 5 dogs? He got a porcupine quill. Stuck in his throat, right? And then he got an infection and everything, and the vet had him on a whole bunch of antibiotics and stuff.
Yeah.
And then now he's got some microbial Avion or something, whatever that is.
Well, what happens when you take antibiotics a lot of time, your bowel gets knocked out of good probiotics and you get an invasion of parasites and other dysbiotic bacteria. The one that happens after you take antibiotics, for example, by a regular doctor, you can increase your risk of cancer by 3.5 years. And the reason is that when you knock out the good bacteria, you get an invasion of what's called deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut. And they deconjugate toxins your liver conjugated to get the hell out of your body. And you re-release those and they go back to your target organs. So you can actually do a high-pressure chromatography analysis. And I have a lab, Great Plains, will actually tell how many chromatography positive chemicals are in your body because your dysbiotic bacteria are re-releasing them.
For Cooper, the English lab.
Right.
He wants to know, though, if he could take the Alcimet, because Alcimet has garlic, Bill. You know how dogs don't eat chocolate. Well, is it bad to give it? I know other people have, though.
It's fine. You just want to dose it. If you've got a 25-pound dog, they want 6 of the adult doses.
90-pound dog.
90-pound dog would take half a dosage of an adult.
Yeah.
Twice a day is usually enough, but maybe 3 times, but twice a day. Yeah. Next question. Go ahead.
Steve from Costa Rica.
Huh?
Is a regular customer. Hi, Steve, if you're listening from way down there in Costa Rica. His mom lives up in Minnesota. And her name is Agnes, Bill. And
right.
She's 96.
Wow.
And she takes her CardioVasc every day.
Good.
Right? Religiously.
Well, you know, that means she's going to...
And guess what she does? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. She's out shoveling snow.
Well,
she's independent, living by herself and shoveling snow.
Well, you know, I don't believe in the word retirement. I think retirement, you know what retirement is? The back of the shovel over your plot.
Yeah.
Now you're retired, sucker. Yeah. No matter how old, whether you're 105 or 60.
Yeah.
And so I think you got to start, and even if you got lots of money, you got to volunteer. You got to be physically and mentally active, even if you just help other people. You cannot stop being this idea of retiring. Now, if you're doing a hard labor job, move to something that's not, so you can stay physically active and you don't killing yourself doing heavy labor. But you always have to keep working. This idea that people stop working until they retire is nuts.
Yeah, but
I don't agree with
amazing.
It.
She's amazing. And of course she has the help with the CardioVasc.
Right, there you go. Go ahead.
No, like really, Bill. That stuff
it's wonderful.
I have a lot of people that tell me they only take that and maybe something else. And they're just
they should take that at least Vitamin Mineral Max and Omega Supreme Pro. Those are the three biggies.
Okay. Next, Bill, we have... Oh, before we go on to the next one, I'd like to... not forget to let everyone know that all these glitches and the sound and everything else is going to be perfect again, because we're going back to GCN.
We were perfect all month, by the way, until today, because I got too excited about everything, but actually we've been perfect on the video.
Well,
and when we're on GCN, here's what's going to happen. Let me finish. What we're doing at GCN is we're going to do the radio show with their breaks.
You know what?
And we're
going to
do a video at the same time.
Let me finish. I was in the middle of this guy's thing. And that's why I was talking.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me finish. I never say that. It sounds so nasty. You know, I never say that in a conversation. Let me finish. Because it sounds like not nice.
Well, I'm not nice. I'm a very good...
If you want Misha to sit here, you better be nice.
No, but the word nice means I just had to say that to you, okay?
Listen, Bill. You didn't have to. You feel compulsive.
Well,
you think you have
right
to.
Right now you're all excited and you're...
Bill, you could wait.
Go ahead, talk.
We're going to GCN. I'm going to say it again. And it's funny because how many times have we gone back now?
This will be the third time.
Third time. So we're like a bad marriage.
Well, we're trying,
GCN,
we were trying to see if we can find it. See, well, here's what happened. I'll be real straight. GCN was saying that you can't say on your commercials that you have a show on the network for products. Because their other co-hosts weren't reciprocated. They have what's called Ricky Ricardo disease. When you told Lucille Ball, Lucy, what's wrong, Bill? Ricky, she said, you're Realis.
Okay.
What do you mean, Ricky? He said, that's a Cuban accent. Let me finish.
Let me finish.
This is funny, okay?
You know, your tombstone.
So,
let me finish.
When he said this to Lucy, he said, you're Realis. And eventually, you're jealous, right? So, now it's okay, and I got a better deal with them, so I'm going to go back. And I'm also going to be simultaneously doing video. During the show and after, we'll be doing live stream, Vimeo, YouTube, Facebook, worldwide. And you'll be able to chat, too, as well.
Did you hear what I just said? Were you
talking? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Let me finish.
Actually, you know what? I'll tell you.
Oh, he's still talking.
Here's my. I gotta say.
Over.
No, I gotta say this.
It's my birthday coming up.
I gotta say this.
Let me finish. Over your tombstone. It's gonna be too late.
No. Over my tombstone, I want a motion detector with my quips from my show. So when you walk by it, the motion detector will make me say something as you're walking by the tombstone.
And who's going to be walking by? Me?
Everybody.
I'll be there all the time.
They're going to visit. They say, I want to walk by and hear Deagle talk again like he's on his radio.
Gosh, brother. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to this poor guy. He calls himself Mr. Fix-It from Denver, Colorado. It was about the sound system and everything. But what he wrote me this letter. Look how sweet this is. It's a couple pages. He took the time to write the letter because he wanted to know that when we were on CRN that the sound was really, really bad.
Right.
So he put it in a letter, and he was wondering why other people didn't tell us. Well, Mr. Fix-It up there in Denver, Colorado, people did tell us, and Bill did complain to CRM, but
they never fixed it.
Yeah.
I never had that problem either with
Mr.
Rents
Fix-It
Network.
Could fix it.
I never had that problem with Rents
there.
Network, Genesis Network, or even Republic Radio. It was only at CRN where they had trouble, but that trouble's gone. We're going to be back at GCN. They're top notch.
Yeah.
Their board ops are all with it. George's a little irritating, but he's a brilliant guy with that stuff. He's a pain in the butt like I am. I have I have what's called my POB certificate.
Okay, don't even tell me.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
You know that, right?
I don't want to know. Gregory from
But
Maine?
I'm still helpful, though.
Oh, my gosh. Gregory was so interesting. He's up there in Maine, and I guess I could go on all about all the people he's known, lived in California and everything else.
Right.
But that's not something to go on about today. I think I'll let that go for now because we're getting behind. But hi, Gregory. That's all I have to say. Because if I'm on a slow day or something, I'll be able to bring up some of the fun stuff we talked about.
Right.
And when we go to GCN, Gregory, for you and everybody out there listening, I'm going to go back to doing my joke things. Well, I'm going to have the jokes.
You must have taken Sonic Life off there. You shouldn't be touching that.
No, I didn't take Sonic
Life off.
It's
gone. I put it back up there under
Bill,
are frequency.
We doing the show?
No, I was going to put up the windows while you're talking.
Yeah, of course not.
But I have to put it back up again because Sonic Life is there, and I'll get it posted back up here on our epigenetic frequency thing. Go ahead. No, I just was putting it up while you're talking away because you have a lot to say about interesting letters. Go ahead. I'm just putting it up while we're talking, the video's up there on the screen. Keep on talking.
Gosh, I can't wait to go to GCN. You're out of control, Bill.
No, I'll still be doing this
one
with GCN Live. Okay.
Dan from Oregon. He wanted to know if Keeler Max and xenoestrogen is good to detox metals.
Well, the Keeler Max
mainly for the metals.
Max and liquid zeolite. Those are the two. And the third one is what's called semethyl, which is 40 milligrams acetazole methionine with 600 milligrams TMG.
And the xenoestrogen, that's kind of...
For chemicals.
Xenoestrogen? I thought that was for estrogen.
No, it's for all chemicals, and the other one is life support.
Xenoestrogens for all chemicals?
All chemicals along with life support, which has
phases... Change that name. The name is kind of misleading.
No, almost all toxins are locked onto the estrogenic receptor. That's what we call xeno, meaning they're toxins.
Most of us don't know that.
Well, only they have to listen to the show. They've got a Nutri Medical University.
But most of us don't.
If they're listeners to the show, they all do.
How about me? I live here.
Well, you don't listen to the show usually except on Friday. Okay,
that's
but
right.
Let me explain this. Xenoestrogen is almost all toxins lock onto the estrogenic receptor, which is part of the reason why when you actually take xenochemicals in your water, food, or whatever, they feminize males and drop the sperm count and make, as Arnold says, if you drink too much toxic water and toxic food with pesticides, you're going to develop estrogen, you'll soon have breast buds, and you're going to become a girly man. You like that?
No, I heard it before.
I know.
I didn't even laugh.
You don't want to be a girly man. You don't drink toxins.
Okay, Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Boys, you need to get on the station or you're under control.
I'm not under control. I'm getting more out of control
every day. Debbie.
Especially on my birthday.
Bill, this is serious. Debbie from Texas, her brother, Mike, he's suffering from alcohol withdrawal and he needs a protocol to help him.
You want to be on things like Stress to Go, which are Stress to Go GABA T2, which counteracts the alcohol receptor. Calm Mind Brain Mag, sip all day long. And you want to correct the minerals. The main thing with alcoholism is you get magnesium deficiency, magnesium glycinate, and for the brain mag and cognition plus because you've been frying brain cells. So those are the core things you need. But you need to calm the nervous system down. That's where the Stress to Go, GABA T2, Calm Mind, Brain Mag.
Next is, I believe it's Janine. I hope I got your name right here, Janine, about your neighbor has a dog that has an infected malignant paw. What happened is, I guess the dog stepped on a nail, Bill, and now it's not healing or anything, and she was trying to give like a drop of Neutrodyne, and I thought perhaps you would recommend more than that.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, you want to actually not only put it on, but you want to put a dressing so it doesn't get rubbed off. And you want to put it on the wound every 2 hours as well.
Okay.
And take it or give it orally to the animal, too, because it's going to go through the bloodstream. So if they're a 50-pound dog, they get one-third of the dose of an adult, which is 5 drops in their water or on their food 3 times a day.
We are now at the bottom of the hour, just a minute past. We're not going to do a commercial. We're going to keep on trucking on. You ready?
Right, yeah, I'm just rotating pictures here so they don't get bored. They'll see us, but they'll see the nice pictures we have on our website.
Actually, that's how you found out about some Sonic Life thing or whatever that is going
on. No, I opened that page up. I opened that page up, and I didn't realize, but I'll check it out.
Probably because it's not connected to the cart. It's not supposed to be connected to the cart.
No.
That's probably why it wasn't there. It needs to have a thing where you write in, where to mail the check to and stuff like that. That's probably what you're saying.
Oh, I see. That's why it's off.
Of course.
Okay, so it's up above. Okay, I understand that now.
Yeah, you were supposed to put a check on there. You're supposed to put a thing, to
I did. I think I put it above. I'll fix
that. Well, there you go. Now you figured out that you did it.
the thing is...
That's a good one.
Well, what happened is before we used to just take checks, but you're correct, okay?
Yeah.
You're the financial wizard.
I'm
just a medical wizard. You're the financial wizard. Go ahead, wizard.
Is there a wizard test?
Well, you have your wizard hat on right now.
What's the female version of wizard? Must be a witch or something.
No.
It sounds bad.
No, a wizard is... It's going to be a good wizard, too.
I don't think there's a... Females aren't wizards.
Well, they can't be. Anyway, I'm just being funny.
Yeah, you're carried away.
Continue on with your thing here, Mishi.
You need to get to
GCN.
You're
chasing.
March 2nd, first show on GCN. I'll be there March the 6th. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette from Colorado sent from her iPhone. Hi, I left you a brief message on your business line. I heard Dr. Bill Deagle on Veritas Radio.
I'll be back there, by the way, on... the 26th for 2.5 to 3 hours, and we had a huge audience, many thousands of people listened to the first hour, and hour two was under subscription, so you have to have subscription.
So you'll be there on the 26th?
26th, I'm there for 2 hours starting at 3 o'clock Pacific, which is 5 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Eastern. I'll be on for 2 to 3 hours.
How do people listen to that?
They go to online and they go to the Veritas Radio.
V-E-R-I-T-A-S.
And they go to the subsection area for live broadcast with Mel Fabregas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we cover everything. We basically only take breaks at the top of the hour. So.
Well, speaking of...
And they're going to send me dozens and dozens of questions they want me to answer.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, you'll love that. You'll love that.
Well, my greatest concern is I want people to ask questions. Because I don't think people have to realize they don't have to agree with me. They just have to ask questions, or if they want a dialogue, explain why with evidence, logic, and experience they believe their belief system, and then we have time to actually have a dialogue and try to sort out what's going on.
Well, I'm thinking of it, and speaking of spelling out, if you're new to listening to the show and you're interested to go to our, visiting our website. It's NutriMedical.com, which is NutriMedical.com. Or you could call us anytime between 9 and 3. That's our hours, Monday to Friday, 9 to 3. Sounds like I must be on the phone now. It's squished down to 6 hours a day, Phil. But I'm busy, and that 6 hours is crazy.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's crazy now. It's 888-212-8871.
And you'll pick up the calls and call them back, even if they call on the weekend or after hours. So.
And if you're interested in sending a check and getting that free shipping when it's under $99, go to contact us on NutriMedical.com and just mail your check to that address that you find there. Back to Bernadette. She says that she became very intrigued with all that you spoke about, Bill. She appreciates your wisdom.
Right.
So many things he said about are considered to be out there, and they resonated with her. She goes on to go on and all about you. Okay, she is a practicing esthetician. How do you say that, Bill? Esthetician?
Esthetician. Basically, she deals with making people more beautiful, right?
Yeah. Aesthetics.
Skin, hair, nails, that kind of stuff. Yeah, esthetician.
Yeah. you know how I am with some words. It's like, well, what is that? And
we have what's called a skill of being a word mangler. Word mangler.
How about creative?
Okay, I'm just being funny. Go ahead.
Divine, what'd she say? She has holistic approaches and natural laws. Are the laws of the universe and divine principles given to us by the Creator God, she says.
Right.
The reason I'm contacting you is I would like to know some suggestions for my own health. I am in good health. I'm 53 years young and am not having my normal cycle as I am going through the change. You briefly spoke of red deer velvet for reversing aging. Is that correct?
That's part of it. When I start off with the hormone therapy, she should be taking...
She's interested in the red deer velvet. She also
Well,
says,
let me tell you, if she's...
Does it rebuild cells? She's kind of interested.
Yes, it does. The red deer velvet... Well, let me give you the bit of the story. But she needs hormone therapy, so she should take topical DHA, pregnenolone, and progesterone. And the hormone synergy will stop hot flashes. Now, for her rebuilding tissues... and I'll give a little bit of the story on this. I've been researching for many years anti-aging. I belong to the Academy. And about 5 years ago, God gave me kind of intuitions that the only time, and visions and so on, the only time we don't age is when you're in utero. And your placenta is actually part of the baby, not the mama. The placenta delivers 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones. And the day actually when they cut the umbilical cord is not your birthday, it's actually your death day. Because you only start to die actually when your umbilical cord is cut. And so what we've done is red deer velvet from the red deer antlers has the same 300 biomolecules in all mammals, from mice to elephants to people. But the problem is it's destroyed by your succus entericus and your pancreas and your stomach acid and pepsin. And by preserving those molecules that get mycelized in your terminal ileum, your body has the building blocks to rebuild in the organ, because every night when you go to sleep, your body reclones you fractionally into your new body. So no one's older than a 7-year-old. So when you take a red deer velvet with oncomycin, which is a micro-D2 that has ergothionine, your body then has the building blocks to rebuild in the organ, liver, heart, brain, eyeballs, you know, whatever, breast tissue. And when it does that, you actually slow the aging process. And when you add our other nutraceuticals, you then have the building blocks to fractionally clone yourself into your new body every night accurately. It's like having what I call life toner. This is a toner for the photocopying of yourself into your new body every night. So red deer velvet, you take anywhere, if you're a female, say 2 capsules twice a day. For a big male, 4 capsules twice a day if you have health problems, along with oncomycin, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. And you'll age a lot slower. It'll be like you decided to go in near the speed of light. Remember the light experiment where 2 twins and 1 heads off into deep space approaching the star system Alpha Centauri at approaching the speed of light. And then he comes back to Earth 80 years later. This is the one that Einstein talked about. It's an Einstein experiment.
Oh, no wonder I don't.
And then if you go to deep space and you come back from Alpha Centauri and you arrive back inside the spacecraft, you've only aged about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. But your twin is now 80, and you're now just 2.5 years older. Okay. That's what happens when you start taking our products.
You're the last thing that Bernadette says here is, I notice my skin is becoming drier. That would, of course, be the collagen max for that. And spots are coming.
Well, she needs also Omega Supreme Pro, because your body is made of fatty acids.
Yeah, Omega Supreme Pro and collagen max.
And collagen max. Those are the two.
And spots are coming out in my face.
Hyaluronic acid, too. She should take our new product. Remember the ones
is that good for the spots? She's saying spots are coming out.
Well, those are what's called actinic keratosis. Those are solar keratosis. You want to use our topical, our new pain cream called Pain Away. We'll make those go away.
Oh my gosh, we almost forgot. We have our new Pain Away cream. It's
we
going
also
to
have
be
our new,
here on Tuesday.
We also have our new folic acid, which is amazing. Now,
talk about the Pain Away cream, though. I'm excited about that because a lot of people are waiting for it.
Okay.
A little bit.
Well, we have curcumin right now, which is liposomal. It's very good product. Excellent for pain and inflammation. But this new one contains curcumin, but it also contains Boswellia, which is the ancient frankincense, which they brought to Jesus. Remember frankincense?
Yes, yes.
That was Boswellia, right?
Yeah.
It also has MSM and glucosamine. And when you take this, it has a new cooling sensation in your skin, but it turns off dermatitis, age spots, pain in your joints.
It's not just for pain. You called it pain.
It turns off dermatitis. It turns off things like age spots and even precancer in your skin.
I wonder why I called it pain away.
Because it makes pain go away, but it also makes other things go away. For example, the only thing that will actually turn off cancer changes in your skin and get rid of cancer stem cells is turmeric or curcumin. We have a liposomal form in the cream. So if you're worried about skin cancer, apply this stuff when you're going out before you put on your suntan protection.
So, yeah, but I bet you that people will be thinking pain away is for pain cream.
It's not just for pain. It's also for dermatitis and for your skin aging.
Is that all you put on the title, just pain away?
Yes. But if they listen to the show, they're going to get wise. And the other one I want to talk about is our superfolate. We have a 2,000 milligram superfolate. It's one of the most important things you need to take every day. The reason is folic acid governs almost all the major processes in your body. Neurotransmitter conversion, myelination, digestive enzymes, detoxification, bone marrow, blood, everything. And because folic acid is water-soluble, it disappears quickly. So ours is 2,000 micrograms. The new one we have is 5,000 micrograms, and it's a timed release, TR, and it's going to be in a methylcellulose so that when you take one in the morning, you're done for the whole day.
So it's much better than our superfolate we have right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a major upgrade. Yeah, we're always working on upgrades. We have a new product also called lithium orotate. I call it MindCom. And the lithium is very good to stop people from being hypomanic and being over-hyper. So you take your MindCom along with, say, our GABA T2 or stress to go.
I would have just named it lithium. Remember I was telling you?
No, that's what it is. It's named lithium and it's orotate. And below it has a subtitle.
Oh, I see a subtitle.
It's a subtitle of MindCom, yeah. It's there so people can find it. It's lithium orotate.
Now, this pain away will replace the curcumin cream. This is because it has curcumin in
it. It has it already. Exactly, yes. Yeah. So we're always working on upgrading our supplements. Yeah. We're always working on it.
Those are really exciting ones.
Another one I'm looking at that we're going to be doing shortly is we have our cell defense. And the cell defense, we're working on upgrading that too. I'll do an announcement. But ours is 800% more absorbed. It's part of our thing to stop the cytokine storm of the SARS coronavirus. And I'm looking at one that I can bring in from India that's not a capsule, it's a powder, and it's many times more absorbed. So we already have a superior product with cell defense, which is part of our first line defense kit. And this is just another thing I'm looking at upgrading.
Actually, cell defense is part of the advanced of the first line of
the advanced, defense. Yeah. You add-ons, yeah.
It's an add-on, like the Nutrimune 26Y.
Right.
Next bill is Kenny. Kenny in an email. Hi, Dr. Deagle. How many cloves of garlic are equivalent to the 650 milligram Allicin in your Allicin med?
You can't get enough into your garage. It's completely useless to think of cloves of garlic equivalent to this because they're not stable.
You remember Jostling used to say that there was so many cloves?
No. You have to have, you've got to get rid of alanase so it doesn't break it down. This idea that I get enough garlic, you couldn't stuff enough in your colon in a year to be equivalent to one capsule of our Allicin med.
Right.
So the idea of trying to, people always figure, can I find a cheaper way of getting something that you have?
No, it's because he's hearing advertising. Peter Jostling is advertising this Allicin C, see, at 270 milligrams.
Yeah.
And he's trying to say, Peter Jostling is trying to say that there's 35 cloves of garlic in a 270 milligram.
Yeah, but the thing is,
but
it's not stable. You see, even if you have garlic cloves in your food, your body,
no,
it breaks down.
In the Allicin.
Well, that's an incorrect way of...
the capsules, remember?
That's bad advertising.
Peter Jostling makes our Allimax.
Right, but here's the problem. Our Allicin Med is 200 milligrams more than Peter Jostling's Allimed.
Yeah, I know it is.
And it's half the price. So
I know.
And it's a stabilizing technology from Germany, not his technology.
It's
ours is a better and better and cheaper, yeah.
It's getting right up there with Nutridyne. It's that popular.
Well, it's that important. It'll knock out viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Okay. And by the way,
MRSA is the big thing.
The latest, and I got to mention this now.
Remember the MRSA and all that?
It's important to mention this, honey.
This past year?
MRSA, but okay, right. Knock out everything.
Right.
This plague called the SARS coronavirus is an end time plague.
Oh, and guess what, Bill? That would be my next question from Paula. Paula from New Zealand. Paula says, you said in your last broadcast you'd be putting up more on the weekend, and it's now Wednesday. She wrote this February the 11th. She says, now Wednesday in New Zealand and nothing. She said that you were on the show and you said something about you were going to put up more information.
I've done it every day, okay? So every day I do shows on this and I also put up PowerPoints.
She wants to know, what is the status right now, Bill, on the virus?
Okay, the status is that it is compounding increased cases worldwide 20% per day. So if you take 200, the next day is 220, then it's 220 by 20%. According to the World Health Organization directors, and the directors now of the public health in Hong Kong, they expect it to affect 60% of the world population. It's currently six times more lethal to the cases that require it and the 1918 swine flu pandemic that killed over 100 million people. Mm-hmm. And if it's not stopped, which I have the technology both technologically for the, with our nutraceuticals and the radionics to stop it cold, it will kill... there's something wrong with that?
Go ahead.
It will kill 750 million, and we can stop it cold. And the other things that they have that they're researching, like Remdesivir, which is an antiviral in their drugs, which are AIDS drugs, they won't be available for the public for a year, even if they finish their studies in 3 to 6 months. So you have to understand that we...
Would you like to say our protocol for...
Yeah, first thing is a first-line defense kit. In fact, what I'll do is I'll put it up right now.
That would be a nice thing to do. I should have a slider made of that, Bill. Shouldn't
you?
I?
Should make a slider. You shouldn't take a new picture because the picture is real small.
Yeah, I'll take a new picture.
And it's also lower quality pictures. You want a good quality. Anyway, let me tell you what's in it. Firstly, the first-line defense kit, and I'm going to blow it up here so you can see it better when you actually look at it here. It includes Neutrodyne, which are plasma iodine, prophesied 100 years ago by Edgar Cayce. Mm-hmm. This is not normal iodine. So when you hear Mike Adams and other people say they got iodine and it's nascent, no. This is plasma, which is monoatomic iodine. It'll kill all viruses, all bacteria, and all pathogens, even bioweapons. Yeah. Number two, we have NIOSH mask, N95, good price. Two masks for $9.95. Neutro Silver, this is my monoatomic silver with radionic frequencies and a deuterium depleted
Actually,
solvent.
It's one mask now because we are limited on our supply.
Oh, really?
One mask now.
So, yeah.
We're getting limited here.
Limited.
It's difficult to get them anywhere.
Get as much in as you can. I mean, I told you to get truckloads.
I did.
We should bump it back up to two because most people are going to buy a kit for themselves and their family, their wife. Anyway, NutriSilver is monatomic silver with the liposomes, and it's an deuterium depleted solvent. It'll kill all viruses and pathogens. NutriDefense, I increased the strength of this last year 4 times. This strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses and all bacterial soil wall of all pathogens. Mm-hmm. NutriDefense Wipes is a technology we've had for many years. I got it, acquired it. And this will kill all viruses and all bacteria.
Defense Wipes.
Wipes. You keep it list
with moist. Defense Wipes. I often call them that, but it's actually Defense Wipes.
Defense Wipes, right. And then the next is Power C. Our ascorbic acid is the most powerful to stop cytokine storms in the world. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, salt, in bioperin. And the bioperin increases absorption by 40%.
I was just talking to Sherry, our friend, the nurse,
right.
Sherry, up in Ohio this morning.
Right.
She was just placing an order.
Right.
And we always love to talk. And she was telling me that she just ordered 8 Power C's, right?
Right.
8 bottles of Power C. And she said it's the only thing that gets rid of and takes care of her bladder infection. It's the only thing, Power C.
Yeah, that's because when you alkalinize the body, is going to be fine.
Yeah, she says it's, and she has to take high doses of our Power C. Remember, she's tried every place.
I'd recommend it.
And she's tried.
I recommend she take our bladder up. That'll help her too. Bladder up, soft gels, one soft gel twice a day. Mm-hmm. Next one, that's in our core protocol. Now, if you go down here, you'll see a few videos under there. I place, so there's the latest one too. And then you'll see down here the additional items.
The advanced.
Allicin Med, which
super
is.
Super important. It actually should be in the main one, but.
I know somebody who made that decision, and I'm looking at her.
I did, because I didn't want it to be too much, you know, too expensive.
Anyway, the next one is Nutrimune 26.
I take off $10, so I keep it at $199.
Yeah, Nutrimune 26Y is the immunoglobulin to take all major human pathogens, virus, bacteria, fungi, and spirochetes. And the last, Sal Defense, which is our 800% more absorbed curcumin. And as I said, I'm working on a replacement for our current cell defense capsule by adding this new powder. But we'll see. I'm researching it. But, you know, I'm always trying to work on upgrading our products. We also have figured out, based on the atomic resonance equations from Linus Pauling and Raymond Rife and research from Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, I calculated out the atomic resonance of the spike glycoprotein to disrupt the virus, and it's 207 hertz. We also have the frequency for Nogalase. These are important because we have technology that can actually neutralize the virus using scalar broadcasting. And that's important because we have that. We also have other technology we talk about in the third hour that we can do about that. So we'll talk about that in hour three. Go ahead.
Next is Pam. Hey, Pam, from just north of Chicago. We all know Pam. Remember she got back from her cruise?
Right.
Wasn't she in Chile? And riots, was it Argentina? Well,
they were basically riots in Argentina, but everywhere else was nice.
Yeah.
Luckily, she did that before the SARS pandemic.
Yeah. She did. She had all her good stuff, and they came back super healthy, right, Pam? Well, anyways, I want to get Pam's question in here, because she says, "Hi, Michelle. Here's a question for Friday's show. When you have some available time." Well, we just made time. I would never want to forget you, Pam.
Right, right.
Which they've been here a few times to visit.
Right.
We've had a lot of fun with them.
Right.
I start laughing. Len is hilarious. He can keep you laughing the whole day.
By the way,
he's actually sent jokes on the coronavirus.
Just to add a little note here about Len. Right. A year and a half ago, Len was in terminal heart failure, and we managed to save his life. They were going to do a heart transplant or cardiac mm-hmm. assist pump, and with our technology, mm-hmm. 2 months after we got him out of the ICU, he was walking at 12,000 feet without oxygen.
Yeah, he'll be back for another visit, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what he'd say when he actually was terminated? I'll be back.
Okay, Bill.
He's coming back.
You're right into Arnold these days, aren't you?
I know how to do Arnold voice. I want to get him on my show. I think he's cool, but he needs to become
your show.
More.
Oh,
he needs to become
gosh.
More conservative. He's a little too liberal for me.
Oh my gosh! Are you kidding me? And when you see that he was a Republican.
He needs to become more Republican.
Oh, come on.
We need
on.
To give him a Republican mind wash.
Come on. We're not going to talk about politics right now.
Go ahead, yeah.
Later. Pam's question. Are the Apple wireless AirPods, now those are the things I see Christopher has in his ears all the time.
Right.
Those Apple AirPods or similar wireless earphones. Are they safe to use, or is it better to use a corded earphone when talking and listening on a cell phone? The wireless ones seem to be very convenient. Yes, they are, Pam. But I am concerned if they are safe to use.
Well, if you see smoke...
You know, the ones that Chris uses.
Well, let me answer you. If you see smoke curling out of your ears, it's because your brain's on fire. The fact is, these are not safe. They're dangerous as hell. And the only thing that's safe is actually the ear tube ones, like I have in my hand right now, that have little ear tubes about 3 inches long. And the sound is created down below, and the ear tube brings the sound up into your ear. Otherwise,
Where did you get that?
I got those online at Amazon. Anybody can buy them.
It on Amazon. Okay.
You see those little ear tubes there? Okay, I'll just pull this up so you can actually look at it now.
And what would you type in on Amazon to get it?
I can put it up on the site, but you see that little ear tube, how long that is? That's 6 inches long. And that means...
Oh, that's an Apple one, isn't it?
No, it's not. Anyway,
oh, it isn't.
No, it's not. It's another company. This one here is really good because it's got little speaker things. But the sound is made down here, so there's no wire going into your head. If you wear those, you're frying your brain. So if you're worried about tinnitus or brain damage, like your temporal lobe and your hippocampus or your rage control nuclei, do not be worried.
So what specifically do they do?
You want to know?
Yeah.
They cause increased levels of free radicals in your microglia, the supporting cells for your neurons. They cause microscopic damage to the mitochondria, which are 500,000 each astrocyte or nerve cell. They cause hydroperoxy.
The sound?
No, the vibration, not the sound.
What is it?
The electromagnetics comes through the wire.
Well, there's not a wire. They're the ones without the wire.
That's right. They're going to broadcast even more into your brain than a wired one. They're broadcasting an electromagnetic frequency like having a radio signal directly into the ear, into the hippocampus and the temporal lobe with the broken motor speech area and everything.
Okay, so simply...
Simply you're frying the hell out of your mitochondria and creating free radicals that cause astrocyte brain cell dropout or death. Do not do it, for God's sake.
Pam.
I should put this up on the site so people can know what to order. Maybe we should actually buy a bunch and have a good price of these little guys. Because
have them for less than Amazon if you want to sell it.
Well, I'll try to find the source where I can get a better price.
You can get a good source.
If I can get a good source, I'll put them up and you can sell.
You have to buy enough to get a good price, and then let's do it.
You're right, but to be honest with you, everybody's out there, you see. Already, if you watch, we call cable news. The worst ones are MSLSD and the criminal...
MS what?
MSLSD.
What's that?
Well, they used to call it MSNBC, but I've changed it to MSLSD.
Oh, God.
And CNN is a criminal news network, or the Clinton news network. And then we have Fox News, which should be called FAUX, F-A-U-X, because there's red lines. Even good guys like Tucker Carlson and Hannity, if they try to cross the red line like Judge Pirro did, she got fired and rehired because they got so much protests over her. So you have to understand that the cable news network will drop your IQ at a rate depending 1 to 0.5 points per hour that you watch cable news.
Okay, this next question's in an email, and I really don't know what the name is. I can just guess from the email. It might be Terry. I'm not sure. Hi, Dr. Bill Deagle. What would be your basic and advanced protocol for, what's that, Sjogren's. Sjogren's, a syndrome for a woman over 50. I thank you for all your work. What is that, Bill?
Well, first off, Sjogren's syndrome is where you have an autoimmune attack against glandular tissue, like in your jaw and in your tear ducts and so on, so you get dry eye and dry mouth.
Yeah, you've talked about that before. What's the protocol for that, Bill?
The first thing is you want to be chewing tablets of zinc carnosine or gastroheal one every 4 hours.
So of carnosine D-link?
No, gastroheal.
No, the first one you said.
Gastroheal is the first one.
Oh.
For your dry mouth.
What's zinc carnosine? That's not the same thing?
It's called gastroheal. It's called gastroheal.
But what is our carnosine D-link?
Carnosine D-link stops free radicals.
That's a different thing.
That's a different thing, yeah. That's for diabetes and free radicals, singlet oxygen.
Totally different. Okay.
Yeah. The second thing is you want to turn off inflammation. You want to be taking Cell Defense Plus,
mm-hmm.
two capsules twice a day, and you want to take Power C Plus, three capsules twice a day. And then you want to stop the inflammation in the gland. So for a female, two capsules of Inflamex twice a day, and for male, three twice a day.
So she wanted the basic one on that is gastroheal.
It doesn't work, actually. If you don't do the ones that I gave you in the four things, it's not an easy syndrome.
She said basic and advanced. She wanted both, so you gave the whole thing.
Yeah, because it doesn't work. If you just try one or two things, you're going to get frustrated and say, well, Deagle doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
And even if that doesn't work, I will add additional things to help you, including one of the things that will help is Sjogren's, is a lumen photon on your face and your jaw and your eye.
Yeah.
And you want to put it on frequency number 3 to stimulate regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to regenerate the glands, you want to use red deer velvet and oncomycin.
Bill is Rob.
Which is MycoD2, right?
Hi, Rob, from down there, just right next door in San Marcos, California.
Right.
I received my order, but the Allosomed was not in there. God bless you and Dr. Bill for everything. I wanted to read your email today, Rob, because there's so many people that have missed their Allosomed this past week. And even though it's part of last week, the week before. But never fear, we have truckloads of it. I have so much coming that I don't think I can
well,
run
we're gonna
out
get,
possibly.
No, here's what's going to happen.
I don't think I could possibly run out again this next few months.
Michelle, let me give you this news. You need to know this, okay?
No?
Over the Christmas, my friend Dr. Bob Goldman managed to get a hold of Trump and Ivanka. We also are working on trying to get a hold of the people in Communist China and the World Health Organization. Once we move on to a higher stage where we actually have things that people are going to acquire that can protect them, we're going to get slammed. And we're already getting a ton of orders from around the world now. Be prepared for the fact that we're going to get to we're going to have a hard time trying to resupply it because nobody else has these technology. I heard one talk by Mike Adams, and he said about three different herbs that help to stop an enzyme. Stop the virus from replicating. This is foolishness to people who are not functional medicine doctors. They need to stop blathering and pretending they know stuff they don't understand.
And this next question, we've already, I'd say, addressed it. It's Dean in an email, was looking to see if there are any articles posted by you regarding a protocol for coronavirus. And
it's all over the website. If you go to my Vimeo and YouTube Facebook page, you'll see tons of articles on this.
Where? How do they get there?
Then you go to the Shop By Products. NutriMedical.com. Go to Shop By Products. Go down to the YouTube page, and you'll see tons of stuff. It's all free to watch.
Where is the YouTube page? Is it just under the Shop Products?
Shop By
Products,
down near the bottom of the list.
Near
the bottom, yeah.
So that tells you, that's a good place to know.
Plus, we also have a live button on NutriMedical to watch the Vimeo and YouTube pages, because in case YouTube bans me, because they threatened to ban me on the 9th of January, when I interviewed Barbara Honegger, who's on the 9/11 Commission panel and their grand jury that's being paneled right now to open up 9/11, I talked to Dan Sheehan, one of their senior attorneys there. They have 43 attorneys and they're opening up the can of worms of 9/11. And I'll be one of the prime witnesses actually on there, along with people like April Gallup in the Pentagon. So
yeah, I don't know who the next person is, Rodney, but I think you might, because he says, first of all, thanks for the time you spent with me on the phone the other day following my purchase of a Magi.
Right.
I really enjoyed and appreciated the time. Please tell me how to arrange for consult, tests, and supplements to get my life back on track.
Well,
it looks to me like you've already done that for us.
I talked to him, but here's what we do. The simple process is, starter protocols are all free. I'm the only telemedicine doctor in the world that does this. 95% of my consults, if you just tell me what your problem is, I'll tell you what to do. Like yesterday, early this morning, I talked to a gentleman, Michael. Okay, he's up in Maine. And he has a friend who ended up, she's 68 years old. She got a lesion between her knee and her foot. And they actually have a giant sore there and changing the dressing, so she's got tubes in her now. And he wondered what to do, and I said, what you need to do is, because I said, well, he's going to pass a number on. People don't call me if they pass a number on to somebody else. But I told him what to do. Get her into hyperbaric chamber at a local hospital, which they can even put a wheelchair in. Get my red deer velvet and vancomycin, and take her antipathogenics and knock out the pathogens, because typical antibiotics don't penetrate through the tissues. They get blocked by biofilm. So when you give regular antibiotics, they go past the biofilm. All of our nutraceuticals will go through the biofilm. Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver will penetrate through biofilm. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for a good day. Happy Valentine's. To everyone out there, happy Valentine. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday to you tomorrow, Bill. And you know I'm doing a special spread just for you.
Yeah,
you put your order in.
Yeah, listen, I want to say something. I'm going to say a little word. I want to thank you for 35 wonderful years with you, sweetheart. Aww. You're my Valentine. I sent you an e-card.
I know. It's
and
so
I want
sweet.
You to know, I want you to know out there, I love you, all you people out there, even if you don't necessarily like me. I love you anyway.
What
you're
do
my
you mean, Bill? They love you.
Well, no, there's people that don't. But again, I still love them anyway. Because
if everybody in the world if everybody in the world likes you or loves you, you're doing something wrong.
Well, no, this is no.
Not
no,
everybody's
is,
going.
No,
to.
Here's let me finish my statement though. It's important because I love them because I have the love of God in me for them, and I want to help them prosper their health, their politics, and their soul, so they're in God's eternal kingdom. So I want to make sure you know that everybody's out there is my Valentine.
Well, I'll be happy when we're on GCN because we're at the top of the hour. In fact, we're a couple minutes past the top of the hour and you have another guest coming on. I want to say God bless you. We do love you. You're right, Bill. We do. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll bring on Harley Schlanger from...
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, Harley Schlanger's in Berlin.
Okay, well, have a great show, Bill.
Thank you. And you can see up on the screen the amazing display of the First Line Defense Kit and their bioweapon research. They're putting up more every day.